We do have a lot to thanking for, don't we? Amen. All right. Well, it's good to have Brother Benjamin Parks with us tonight and his wife, and we've supported them for many years, and they're in South Korea. And I enjoy reading his letters and all that God's doing for them there and the fruit that's being yielded there. And I didn't get to talk with him before service. Look forward to fellowship with you afterwards. But Brother Parks, if you come on and preach for us. He's going to show a presentation and then preach for us. So.
Thank you, Pastor. Thank you very much. Well, it is wonderful to be back to Heritage Baptist Church. We just finished our first term of ministry in South Korea, and we came back February of this year on follow, and I met, I saw Pastor at the meeting in Temecula, California, and since then I've been looking forward to coming.
Amen.
And Pastor Wiggins and we shared many images together. And this is our last Sunday, last week on the road. So tomorrow we'll take our van that we are renting from Kansas City, Missouri. So we will drive there and return the vehicle.
Amen.
And then on Tuesday morning we will fly to Washington State where my family lives. I have a daughter and son-in-law and two grandchildren. And then my mother, brother, sister, all their family, and all my family live over there. So we are very excited to go there and spend Thanksgiving Thanksgiving Day together. And then we are going to leave for Korea on December the 5th. So we are very anxious to go back because the Lord has blessed us with many blessings while we were in South Korea for the last 4 years. And our DVD will tell you more detail. And I'm going to bring testimonies in in the message tonight. We just praise God for a wonderful, for His wonderful grace.
Amen.
And the salvation that we have and the honor and privilege to be able to be used of God for the preaching of gospel to the lost people. And it is a wonderful privilege that as a Korean man come to America and become, a citizen, American citizen, and be able to go back to my native country and bring, be able to start churches like that. We just praise God for the blessing. And for the last 5 years, like the pastor said, you have supported us faithfully and prayerfully, and you have loved us so much. So we are very grateful for your involvement in our ministry.
Amen.
And your missions offerings and your sacrifice for world mission is not in vain. It just keep bearing fruit.
Right.
You know, I got saved under the ministry of American missionary, Ansi Wicker, who just passed away about a month ago to the Lord. And, your investment in him didn't stop bearing fruit.
Right.
It keeps on bearing fruit.
Amen.
And your investment in our lives, in our ministry, will continue bearing fruit through the ministry that we have established in South Korea. So we are very excited to go back, but I'm very thankful tonight to be back. Thank you, Pastor, for allowing us to come. And we'll watch our DVD now, and then I'm going to bring a message. Thank you.
Okay.
Hello, my name is Benjamin Park. My wife and I have been to Korea as a Fundamental Independent Baptist missionaries for the last 4 years. The Lord has blessed us with many blessings and fruits in our ministry. It is our honor to testify how the Lord has blessed us in His grace during the first term of our missionary work. When the Independent Baptist missionaries from America like Isaac Foster, Jack Baskin, Anse Wicker, and others, came to Korea with the gospel of Jesus Christ in the 1950s and 60s. They planted many churches in many cities and towns in Korea. Jay received the Lord into her heart in 1968, and the Lord saved my soul in 1969. We were brought up in Buddhist families, and our salvations were truly unexpected blessings of the Lord, and totally new lives began right away. Right after my salvation, the Lord called me to the gospel ministry, and after my graduation from the Bible College in 1980 until 1987, God had led us to plant three churches in Korea. In 1987, the Lord surprised us with an opportunity to come to America to pastor the Korean congregation of Riverview Baptist Church in Pasco, Washington. We had a wonderful 10 years of ministry at Riverview Baptist, and the Lord led us to Lakewood, Washington to start the Bible Baptist Church of Tacoma in 1997. In 2010, the Lord burdened our hearts for the fundamental independent Baptist churches in Korea and called us to return to our native country as missionaries. He showed me from Ephesians chapter 3, verses 10 through 11, that it is now by the church that He is fulfilling His eternal purpose in Jesus Christ. We surrendered ourselves to His will, and Riverview Baptist Church sent us back to Korea as their missionaries. We returned to South Korea in April of 2013. When we returned to Korea, one of my pastor friends, Pastor Taepyeong Lee, and I started Bampo Bible Baptist Church in June of 2013. And later, the name was changed to Gangnam Bible Baptist Church. In 2014, the Lord gave us an opportunity to start Andong Bible Baptist Church with Brother Byungsun Jung in one of the old and traditional Korean cities called Andong. In 2014, God also led us to start a church in the city of Sejong, which is called the second capital city of South Korea. He brought us some wonderful Christians who have been praying for the city and for a new independent Baptist church to be started. The Lord answered our prayers, and Sejong Bible Baptist Church was started in August of 2014. From the beginning of our ministry in Korea as missionaries, I have been involved in the Korea Bible Baptist College in Seoul. I have taught English and encouraged the future laborers of the Lord for the preparation of their future ministries. One of my burdens for Korean churches and pastors is to encourage them for the fundamental Baptist faith. Three times I was able to have preachers from the state to preach at pastors' meetings and a camp. I am praying to have annual fundamental Baptist conference when we return to Korea for our second term missionary work. Another need for the pastors and people of independent Baptist churches in Korea is good books and materials. I started a printing house called the Global Baptist Press and have four English books translated and printed in Korean. For daily devotional material for Korean fundamental Baptist people, I've asked the Pastor Gugyeon Jung to write a bi-monthly devotional booklet. I have been printing and distributing the Abundant Life QT from January of 2015. Sejong Bible Baptist Church was organized in March of 2016 and called Pastor Jaehong Min as their pastor. Then a door for another unexpected ministry was opened to us. It is an opportunity to start China missions from South Korea. There are Chinese people traveling every week from Shandong Peninsula of China to Pyeongtaek, Korea. They bring goods to Korea and take Korean products to China 3 times a week. Due to the ferry schedule, they have to stay 1 day a week, which is every Saturday in Korea. And it is very costly for these people to find lodgings and meals. So many have been staying at the ferry terminal eating their meager foods, which they brought from China. In June of 2016, Sejong Bible Baptist Church voted to start a ministry for these traveling Chinese merchant people. We secured a rundown building and fixed it to use as a church, dining hall, and for sleeping space. We served them 3 meals, a place for resting and lodging. We have 2 preaching services, once on Saturday afternoon and another on Sunday morning. Since we started this church in August of 2016, more than 50 people responded to the gospel and accepted Jesus Christ as their Savior. Some of them began to show their spiritual interest, and it is a great blessing to witness them reading the Bible. We have been praying for a reliable worker who would help us for this ministry. The Lord sent us a Chinese brother, Liu Jia, who married to a Korean Chinese lady and speaks good Korean. They are truly blessings of God, and they are watching over this ministry while we are gone. When we return to Korea, we want to see our Chinese church expanded and evangelize the Chinese laborers who are working in Pyeongtaek area. Korean government is constructing the world's largest Chinatown at a nearby town. I'm praying that the Lord allow us to have a China mission center to train and send workers to the mainland China from South Korea. I am also praying for a Korean Independent Baptist Church to be started at the area, which will work together with this Chinese church for China missions. Please pray with us that we would continue to plant more fundamental independent Baptist churches in other cities and towns in Korea. Pray also for our Bible college and for the annual Fundamental Baptist Conference for pastors and churches. It is my heart's desire to have our churches and pastors rooted down upon the biblical faith, which we have inherited from our Baptist forefathers. My wife and I are very blessed and privileged to represent the Fundamental Independent Baptist Churches of America. Thank you for trusting and sending us back to Korea and for supporting our ministry. Please continue to pray and support our works as we, by His grace, continue to strive to be faithful to His calling for our lives.
The text tonight is Hebrews chapter 11, verses 1 through 10. We all know that Hebrews chapter 11 is called the faith chapter. Amen. And I like to, you know, we all know what faith is, but as a testimony, I want to bring a message from this passage of Scripture. Let's all stand for the reading of the Bible. I'm sorry about that. I pulled this down. So Hebrews chapter 11, verses 1 through 10. The Bible says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, for by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it, he being dead, he speaketh. By faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. By faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed and he went out, not knowing whither he went. By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles, with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God.
Amen.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I am so grateful for this wonderful honor for me and my wife to be back to Heritage Baptist Church and bring the ministry report to this congregation. Lord, they have been involved and with us in prayer and in financial support for our ministry for last several years. Lord, I thank you for this wonderful honor to be a part of the ministry of this church and then a part of our ministry together, working together for the glory of God. And I ask you to help me to be a blessing to your church at this time. Help me to be clear and understandable, and help us to rejoice together for the blessings of God upon our lives. Help me, Lord, to please you at this time. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. You may be seated. When Sejong Bible Baptist Church, which we started in August of 2014 in the city of Sejong, we voted to start another church for Chinese people in Pyeongtaek. It was June of 2016. That means, you know, our church was not even 2 years old at the time. And then, we just have a handful of people. But we thought that was what God wanted us to do. So we, the church, voted to start another church. You know, some may say that how could a church of that small and, young want to start another church somewhere, while God uses, larger churches like Heritage Baptist Church to start churches. But God also uses smaller church, like our church, little bitty church, to do his work. Amen. And, when a large church start some new churches somewhere, people would say the church is capable of things, things like that. But when a church like us, not even 2 years old, and just a handful of people, want to start another church for somewhere, people would say they must be of God. We have a songbook. In the songbook, we have a song. Little is much when God is in it. So for little things become a much, and for the Lord use it, faith is required. And we decided to start this church by faith. What is faith then? The Bible says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and evidence of things not seen. That means something you hope for. That means it's not there yet. Yeah. But when you have faith, that thing is already in your heart. Even though you cannot touch it with your hand, but with your hand of faith, you can touch it. Amen. It's not there. Evidence of things not seen. So you cannot. It's not visible yet. But if you have a faith, you can see that through the eye of your faith. So the Bible says, verse 2, for by it the elders obtained the good report. The Bible says, by it, by faith, the elders. What is the elder? Who are these people? Those names are written in Hebrews chapter 11. But not only those whose names are written in chapter 11 of Hebrews, but all throughout the Bible. We see many, many, many people of faith. And by faith, they obtained good report. Yeah. That means, what is obtaining good report? This report, the word report is the same word that was translated in Acts chapter 1, verse 8. You shall be witnesses unto me. Witness. So that means, by faith, the elders obtained witnessing. Good witnessing. That means testimony. They saw that by faith, the things happened in their lives. Faith was, it was not there in their lifetime, but when God told them about God's work in their, for their lives, and they accepted and believed by faith, they saw that their faith become reality. That's what the Lord is saying here. And verse 3 says, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. So the invisible word of God brought all the visible and the invisible that are existing to exist. So tonight I like to talk about what is a faith for Christian. Of course, faith is our way of salvation. The only way of salvation is having faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for our sins and rose again. But that is just the beginning of a faith. Christian life is meant to be from faith to faith. And saving faith is one thing, and the living faith is another thing. And our faith should be start from saving faith, but it should grow to living faith, and then it should grow to working faith also. So the heroes, the elders, they not only accepted Jesus, they not only had a faith for salvation, but they also had a faith for their living, and they had a faith for their work that the Lord wanted to accomplish in their lives. So tonight, I like to say, first, faith is believing that God has unseen works for us individually. For all Christians, the Lord has work to do. And He wants to use us for some kind of a work for the glory of God. You know, our creation is not just meant to be just a vacation. You know, many Christian people, when they get saved, they are free of from the penalty of sin. Get saved, got the forgiveness of sins. Now they're on the way to heaven, so they say, let's enjoy. Just have fun. And just until you get to heaven, they think it is just a great vacation. No, God has work for us to do. That's the purpose of God's creation, and that's the purpose of God's salvation, saving our souls. You know, when God created this world, He created everything by the word of God, which is invisible. And then, when He created the world, He gave the Word of God, which is the cause of everything that are existing, to man. You know, in the last creation of God is man, as we all know. God said, let us make man in our image and after our likeness. And then He gave the Word of God to man. To Adam. It's Adam's choice whether or not he believed God. Take the word of God. And so Adam did not. So that's why his name is not in this chapter. Hebrews chapter 11, the first man mentioned as a man of faith was Abel. Abel, he was taught about the blood atonement. I don't think he understood all about the blood atonement. But he knew he was a sinner, and God told them for sinners to come to God, to the righteous and holy God, there should be a sacrifice of the shedding of blood for the remission of sins. So Abel, he just brought the animal sacrifice. The Bible says, more excellent sacrifice than Cain to the Lord. So he was testified, he obtained the witness that he was righteous. By faith he came with the blood sacrifice, and he was he obtained the righteousness, justification because of that. So the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9, the Bible says about our Christian life, the life of our Christian people. It says, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9 says, But as it is written, eye has not seen, no ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. The Lord said, you have not seen anything. You have not heard anything like this. Nobody ever thought about things that God has prepared for those that love God. So, you know, our existence is not just getting saved and just wait for the time to go to enter the kingdom of God. I mean, to heaven. Our life is meant to do something for the Lord.
Amen.
And the Lord has prepared things for our lives, and which nobody ever seen yet, nobody ever heard, nobody ever thought. When I was in Tacoma, Washington, about 15 years ago, I was working hard to build the church over there, Bible Baptist Church of Tacoma. And I heard about a news in about the presidential election in South Korea. One of the promising presidential candidates said, if he get elected, he want to move our government to South. He said Seoul is too close to North Korea. And everything is concentrated in Seoul. So he said he want to move our government to further south. And he said he want to build a whole new city for government purpose. Like Washington, D.C. is, you have American government there. So he wanted to have a separate city for government. So later became president and began this project. When I heard the news, I said, we need to have somebody go there and start a church. Not just any kind of church, because there are already enough any kind of churches.
Yeah,
but we need to have a church that believes the Bible and preaches the gospel and wins souls and separated and fundamental independent Baptist church. Because this city is going to be a very important city for South Korea. You know, major decision programs will be made at this place. So I said, we need to have somebody go there and start a Bible-believing New Testament church for these people. And then that was just what I thought. I just thought, you know, this is we need to have somebody go there. And then 2010, the Lord called us to go back to Korea. And 2013, we arrived in Korea, April of 2013. Right away, Pastor Lee asked me to help him work together to start a church. So we started the Gangnam Bible Baptist Church in Seoul. And then about the end of 2013, a pastor friend of mine, called me. Pastor, you called me and he said, Pastor Park, would you come and meet one of our families in the church? So I went to his church and met his Park family, same name, like my name. You know, Park's a very popular name, like Smith in America. So, but we are not related, but, you know, I met the Park family. And Mrs. Park is one of the high officials in Korean government. And, you know, they completed this government complex in Sejong City. And many of the government employees had moved to this city from Seoul. And Park family also moved there with their two kids and then her parents. So six of them moved there and began to find a church where they can go. But they could not find a good church. So they thought about going back to Seoul to attend their services, but it takes 2 hours for one way. So they began to pray, Lord, send us somebody. Lord, we need a church here. Bible-believing, gospel-preaching, soul-winning, fundamental Baptist church. Lord, send us somebody else to us to start a church here. And then we got together, and we prayed together, and the Lord led us to go to this city of Sejong in April of 2014. And we started the church in August of 2014. 14. You know, we just celebrated a three-year anniversary last August. Before August of 2014, Sejong Bible Baptist Church was not real. It was not there. But it was in the hearts of God's people. Amen. God gave us a burden, and He showed His will, and He led us together, and we accepted the will of God, and then it became a reality. Amen. Many a time, you know, all the Christians come to pastors and say, Pastor, a long time ago, the Lord called me to do something for the Lord. Yeah. He wanted to use my life for something that I have not known, but I should have accepted it. I should have believed it. Amen. And they, confess their remorse and their regrets. Many a time, God called young people to the ministry, and young people say, Lord, that is wonderful. It is a great thing, but I like to live my life first. Many a time, young people come to the Lord, come home and tell parents, Mom, Dad, the Lord want me go to Bible college and serve Him. And then parents say, that's wonderful, great idea, but we have different desire for you. So those are wonderful things, unseen works of God, great ideas never become realized, just end as a great ideas and wonderful thing. Because God's people do not accept the work of God, unseen works of God, which nobody ever seen yet. Nobody ever heard, nobody ever thought. So what is faith? Faith is for Christians, believing that God has some unseen works for our lives. Not just for missionaries, not just for pastors, not just for certain people, for every Christian. Amen. If you are saved, you know you are on the way to heaven, you are a child of God, God has some work to do. Amen. He wants to accomplish in your life for His glory. And secondly, I like to say faith is believing that God will accomplish it. Right. Many times people say, oh, that's too much. I cannot do it. No, I cannot do that. I cannot be like that. If we can do it, we don't need faith. Because it is something we cannot do. We have to have faith in God. Philippians chapter 1, verse 6. The Bible says, Apostle Paul saying, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you, will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Yeah. Apostle Paul says, I'm confident. I'm sure. I know for sure that he which has begun a good work in you, if that is the work of God, if God had God began to work in our hearts, He will accomplish it. Right. So we have faith in the Lord, not in our ability, not in our intelligence or our talents. We know it is something God wants us to do, so we believe that He will make us do it. He will do it. And when we had this church organized, Sejong Bible Baptist Church was organized in March of 2016. So, the church voted to have Brother Min, a younger pastor, to be the pastor of the church. That was our intention when we called Brother Min to come and join us in 2015. I said, you come and help us to establish this church. When the church is organized, I like you become the pastor, so that I can go on and to start another work. So they did. So Brother Min became the pastor. So I asked the Lord, Lord, what is next now? What do you want us to do? And He brought us to these Chinese people. You know, I have never thought that I was going to have anything to do with the Chinese people in South Korea. You know, when I was on deputation, people said, Brother Park, you are from South Korea. You know the language, the people, and the customs, so you would not have much problems. So I didn't have much problem. But when it comes to Chinese people, I feel like I'm a real missionary now. Because I know I do not know the language, so I have to learn the language. I have to learn the people, their customs, and what they like, what they don't like. So, you know, it is a whole new ballgame. These Chinese people are not resident in South Korea. They're traveling, but not just the one-time travelers. These are regularly visiting, coming to South Korea, 3 times a week, you know, week after week. Why do they do that? Are they rich? No, they're not rich. The reason is there are many trade between the two countries, South Korea and China. So there are some Chinese trading companies. They decided to use people rather than containers. Because if you bring goods in containers, you have to pay a lot of tariff, tax. But and then you know the cargo will have to wait at the dock on the dock for a couple of weeks to get to clear you know by the customs. So they said we will use people because every individual traveling the two countries has a allowance that they can bring in and out without paying any tax. And those items, you know, that come in go to the market right away. Do not have to wait for the customs, you know, to get the clearance at the customs. So they hired these people. So these people, we have a Yellow Sea, between the two countries, and the Shantung Peninsula and the Korean Peninsula. So it takes 10 hours to get across the ocean. So Monday night, this boat leaves from Weihai Port in Shantung Peninsula, and then comes to Pyeongtaek overnight, and comes to Tuesday morning. And then Tuesday night they leave and go back to China and get there on Wednesday morning. Wednesday night they leave again and come to South Korea on Thursday morning. Thursday night they go back and get there Friday morning. Friday night they leave for Korea and get to Saturday morning. Saturday night they cannot go back because the next boat is Sunday night. That means they are stuck at the terminal, you know. They do not have much to do there. They're not travelers. They just carry goods. And they have more than 30 hours in Korea and no place to go. They have to eat. But, you know, it's expensive to buy 3 meals and go to a motel to spend the night. And many people just spend their time in the terminal. So we thought this is a great opportunity for us to evangelize these people. Amen. Because in China, we all know that China is a closed country. China is a closed country, and you know, you cannot have a missionary visa to be a missionary there. Because you know, they just do not issue missionaries visa. So then how our missionaries are there? They are there with some other visa, like professors and English teachers and engineers and some, you know, business people. And they use those status to be there and then try to find an opportunity to preach gospel to Chinese people. Very, very risky. You know, if you are known what you are doing, you'll be kicked out. So about 2 weeks ago, there was a Korean missionary, in China. He was working there as a business person, but you know, his purpose was exposed. So they killed him. Not killed. They kicked him out. So, so I know, and I know some of American missionaries kicked out and then never make back. You know, I have a missionary who used to be in Beijing for 20 years and started four house churches and then a Christian school. Wonderful work, but he was kicked out and he tried to get another visa, but no visa was issued to him. So he's just trying to start a Chinese work in San Francisco now. So we thought, you know, we don't have to worry, nobody there in South Korea. You know, nobody will come and tell what we are doing, and, you know, nobody will tell us we can do that or not. You know, South Korea is just like America. We have all the freedom, religious freedom. So we thought this is a good opportunity. So we said we'll open a church and bring them in and then serve them three meals, free of charge, lunch, supper, and breakfast. And then we'll have two services. And we'll prepare this place so they can come and rest and sleep and clean themselves and, you know, just a nice place so that we can show them God loves them, we love them in the name of Jesus Christ. And then, you know, try to win them to the Lord. So we thought even the possibility of having a training institute there, because the house churches, there are many house churches in China, but, you know, the house church is illegal. So they cannot have a good, you know, strong churches, not a good training program for the workers either. So we thought if we could have these people, these workers from China in South Korea with a three-month visa, we can just train them, you know, systematically teach them the Bible doctrine and not only just the Bible, but the history of a Christian, you know, church and Baptist distinctives and the, you know, our fundamental, you know, position so that, that they would go back and start churches like our churches. So we thought this is a great opportunity and wonderful idea. But there was one problem. That was, I didn't have no money to do this. I do not have a small support, you know, thanks to pastors, good pastors like Pastor Crawford and all many friends of ours and from the GIBM, GIBF and other churches, you know. So, but I have started three churches already. And, you know, I am printing books. You know, I have printed and I'm still printing the devotional material every other month. It costs a lot. And I have a Bible college students, you know, training in our church and other churches, you know, smaller churches in countryside that I have been helping. And so all the support money was allocated. So you know, they all have a place to go. I didn't have no fund available. But I said, Lord, this is your idea. Like, this is not my idea. So if you're pleased with this, you have to supply. So we began to look for a building. You saw that in our DVD. Very meant to be a temporary building, you know. For construction people, it has a roof and very shaggy ceiling and wall of no insulation, just concrete floor, about 2,000 square feet. And I met the landlord. You know, we wanted that building because it's very close to the terminal, and you know, so that they can walk to this church. So the landlord asked the $20,000 deposit. You know, in Korean rent system, this is not purchasing, this is renting, but he wanted to have $20,000 as a deposit first. That's how they do in Korea. And then pay monthly payment. The deposit is refundable when the contract is done. We can take the money back and then use somewhere else. He wanted to have $20,000, and I didn't have no money. I said, Lord, this is not my idea, and you have to supply. And I began to, I wrote a letter to the churches in America, and then people, I had some friends that helped together. And my wife had a little saving, so we just put everything and made the $20,000 and made the deposit. And then we began to work inside. I put new ceiling and new the lights, and a church bought us a new piano and a pulpit and all other stuff. And a man donated a brand new air conditioner. And we had to purchase the tables and chairs and everything. And then the bathroom, clean and a nice bathroom, warm, with warm water, and came to the kitchen, because without the kitchen, we cannot open the church, because they're hungry. They've been in the board all week. They're tired. They need a place where they can eat and rest. So, I went to this huge appliance store and made the order for a freezer and refrigerator and sink and all other stuff. And then gas stove for Chinese wok, big ones, four of them. So I ordered and I made a down payment for that. And then that was the last one. I tried to, expand the spot money as much as I could so that we can prepare this place. But, when I paid the down payment for the appliances, that was it. I had no other money. I needed to pay the rest of it to bring them in. And in the morning, I was reading Bible. The Bible said, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen. That means I am hoping to have money, but I don't see the money. The Lord said, if you have faith. I said, Lord, okay. If that's what you want. I have other things to purchase. I still needed the bowls and the utensils and other stuff. So I said, okay, then I'm going out. I'll go out. Even though I don't have money, I will go out as if I have money. So I prepared myself, and I was stepping out of my apartment. I had a phone call. A friend of mine, it was summertime, he said, Pastor Park, this summer I was very busy. I wanted to help you for your Chinese work, but I didn't have time to do so. But today, I'm going to send you $3,000 to your bank. I said, are you sure? And I said, the Lord, you're just wonderful. God never fails. He's so faithful. So we prepared this place. August 6th, 2016, the first Saturday. We told the people that we are open, we are ready, so people came. We prepared everything for 60 people, 60 chairs, tables for 60 people, and blankets for 60 people. Everything was for 60 people. We had 70 people. So I had to tell our people, go and get the 10 more chairs and 10 more blankets for them. So we had a wonderful time. These people are taught that there is no God. But people are smarter than the government, So they came and I preached, I don't preach many verses, just one verse at a time. Because we have many Chinese Bibles, but they are kind of reluctant to take Bible with them. So I thought, because they do not want to take a Bible with them, then I have to put the Bible verses in their hearts. So I just say one verse at a time. And John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that Whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. They do not know how to find the Bible. So I had my wife and some workers from our church in Sejong. So we found for every individual, we find the Bible. And then read together. Not just the me reading, we all read together. Yeah. Not just the one time, two times, three times, four times, five times, so that they would know what the Bible says. And then I preach the gospel. And the first time, 20-some people raised their hands for salvation. And I was preaching through the interpreter. I said, you guys, you don't understand me. Put your hands down. I said, if you truly believe that you are a sinner and you need to be saved, you truly want believe that God loves you and sent his son Jesus Christ to die on the cross for your sins, and he rose again. If you truly repent your sin and accept Jesus Christ as your Savior and get saved, then you raise your hands. All those people raise their hands again. So I had to deal with them collectively, you know, by the group. And then I want to make sure that they do, they understand what they are doing. So after that, I try to do, you know, individually. So, you know, after the service, you know, 20-some people got saved. And then a man in his 60s came to us. Through the interpreter, he said, his name is Chung. He said, Pastor, I've been thinking these days to kill myself. Because he said, I worked as a truck driver in China for all my life. And for my retirement, I have saved some money. And my wife took the money with another man, ran away. So he said, there is no reason for me to live anymore. He said, I was going to kill myself. But he said, Pastor, I got saved tonight. He said, I live for heaven now. You know, wonderful. Not my idea.
Good.
It was his idea. I could not do anything. But the Lord did it. And he's doing it.
Amen.
Last November, you know, when we prepared this place, it was summertime, so you know, we know that in the Korean winter is very cold. But at that time, I thought, you know, even though it is cold, we have mattresses and blankets, so that would do it. You know, we would not need to put a hot floor, on that place. I thought we are not going to put hot floor. I didn't have money for that. So, but as it comes to November, last year, I realized that we need to have hot floor. So one service I told our people, the Chinese people, you know, just God said, many of them, just God said, you Christians, and that they have been taught there is no God and never read Bible before. I wanted them that God is there and answers our prayer. So I said, folks, you see all these things, you know, out of this place, all the air conditioners and the everything. You know, I said, I didn't have money when I started this. But I prayed and God answered my prayer and we have this place. I said, but we need a hot floor. I said, I want you to pray now. If we have a hot floor next month, it is because you prayed. But if we do not have hot floor next month, it is because you didn't pray. And then I called a friend of mine who works for that kind of construction work, and he gave me an estimate. Long story short, he said, Pastor, we even need $5,000. But he said, I'll take half of it. I want to help your church. And so $2,500. The next day he called me and said, Pastor, when I gave you estimate, we were going to buy concrete people. We'll do our primary, the work, and then hire concrete people and lay concrete over what all those hoses and pipes. He said, while we were coming home, he had two crew. He said, the crew and I talked. He said, we decided to lay the concrete ourselves. He said, we will order the sand and the gravel and cement. We will mix them, and we will lay the floor ourselves. That saves $2,000. He said, the pastor, just pay me $1,500. It was November. Early December, I had a statement from the GIBM, you know, and he said that there was a church sending me $1,000 for Christmas offering, gift. Another church, $500. Wonderful. Wonderful. Very, you know, it's just, this is great. So what is the faith? Faith is believing that God has unseen works for His glory in our lives that He wants to accomplish. And then we believe that He will do it. He will do it, not us. He does not trust. He, you know, it's not because we have something, but He has everything. And He will do it. And then thirdly, faith is doing it. Obedience. You know, Abel didn't say, this is a wonderful teaching. But he brought the animal sacrifice. Noah, by faith, Noah being warned of God of things not seen as yet. He has not seen such things like a universal flood. But moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house. How long? For 120 years. Faithfully. No matter what other people say, no matter how he felt all those years, he just kept doing it and completed. And then, did he bring the flood? No. God brought the flood. All the animals before that. Abraham told his servants to get ready to move. So everybody went out and you know, picked up all the tents and wrapped and everything, you know, loaded on the animals. They're ready to move. Sarah comes and says, where are we moving to? Abraham says, I don't know. She says, what do you mean you don't know? You told everybody to get ready to move, and everybody's ready now, and you do not know where to move? And he said, God didn't tell me yet, but He will tell me. So he became the father of our faith.
Yeah. Good. Yeah.
Many a time, you know, living for the Lord, living by faith, requires us great sacrifice from us. Actually, when God saw me in 1969, July 23rd of 1969 from heaven, a 13-year-old Korean boy, Buddhist boy, he led me to a church where I first time heard the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Holy Spirit, as I was listening to Him, told me that I have to accept it. So I did. 2 weeks later, I was in a youth camp. An American preacher came and preached from Isaiah 6:8. Whom shall I send? Who will go for us? Isaiah said, here am I, Lord, send me. I felt like the Lord was calling me to the ministry. So I surrendered my life. Did I lose anything? Did I sacrifice my life? I don't think so. The Lord picked up my life, elevated. I didn't know what he was going to do with me, how he would bless me. There is no sacrifice involved there.
Amen.
Honor and blessing. In John chapter 6, Jesus saw this multitude of people, 5,000 men, just the men, 5,000. So women and children, we do not know how many were there. And the Bible says, Jesus himself knew what he would do. But he told Philip, how are we going to feed these people? He said that we need 200 penny worth. One penny at the time was one man's labor wage. So 200 penny worth of bread. They didn't have money, but even though if they had money, where would they go get the food? And Jesus said, what do you have? And Andrew went out, saw this lad having five loaves and two fish. And he asked us if he wanted to give that to the Lord for his work. So the lad gave the food to the Lord. The Lord had his disciple to have people sit by 50s and 100s. And lined up the disciples with a basket for each person, each disciples, 12 baskets. And then the Lord thanked God for the food, and he blessed. And he began to break and fill those baskets with the foods. Five loaves and two fish. But it kept coming. Kept coming. Began to fill the baskets. And there was that boy who sacrificed his food, watching it. And he says, what is going on here? He said, whoa! Who is this? This must be God. This must be working of God. And he jumps and he praises and he claps and shout. Faith is substance of things not hopeful, evidence of things not seen. For by it, the elders obtained a good report. But it's not just for elders, not just for those Bible characters, not just for old time Christians like Adoniram Judson and William Carey, Hudson Taylor, or David Livingston, and all the George Mueller, and all the great men of faith. This should be ours. By faith, we obtain good report, good testimony. He say, I know. I saw it. I know. Faith works. God bless us as we give ourselves to him. This is not just for young people. This is not just for pastors and missionaries. For everybody. Young and old. Men and women. Everybody. God has unseen works. No, eyes has not seen. Ears have not heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. What is it tonight? What does God tell you tonight? What is he telling you? Whatever it is, maybe somebody has to begin giving tithe by faith, and mission offerings, or young people going to Bible college, mission field, whatever that is. They say, Lord, I believe. You have unseen works of God for my life. And you will accomplish it. And I will obey.
Amen.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I ask you to bless your people. Thank you for Heritage Baptist Church, Pastor Crawford, and all the faithful men of God, people of God, for their sacrifice and their willingness to obey and to carry out the great commission of our Lord. Lord, keep using them and blessing them. Expand their regions beyond so that many, many people would come to the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Lord, if there is anybody who needs to say yes to the Lord, Lord, help them to follow you. Because you said you will use us only when we accept your word and act upon faith. Bless us now in Jesus' name. Amen.